everybody. I'm joining you live tonight around the world on WWRB 3.185. I'm glad to have you in here. And we got a great message for you. Part 10 of the Holy Blood and the Holy Grail, and you don't want to miss it. We're going into the scriptures and lay a gestalt for you. Prove it in the New Testament. There's something rotten in Denmark, something wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is for sure that Yahweh gave us the truth. He brought it into the way that is right, and the devil deceived people by turning it into a way that seemed right. We'll be right back with part 10 of the Holy Blood and Holy Grail. Call somebody and tell them that's your shepherd's call. A pastor buddy is on the air. We got a great one for you. It's a barn burner. Hold on. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got the message for you tonight. It's the message of the hour. We are talking about the very deceptive trail of the serpent, the reptilian race, the created race out of the subspecies of angelic blood mixed with man. And ladies and gentlemen, it began in the Garden of Eden where we started part one of the Holy Blood, Holy Grail, and now we're up to part 10, believe it or not, 10 continuous hours of Holy Blood, Holy Grail, and we haven't begun to touch the issue in depth. Now, we're going to tell you tonight that the Bible is very, very true, but it's got to be rightly divided. Search the scriptures for wherein you think you have a lie. You have life and you don't have any. There's a lot of people thinking they're going to make it because they're quote-unquote saved. But ladies and gentlemen, you're not saved by your calling. You're not saved by the preacher's calling. You're saved before the foundation of the world and born from above, not again. That's very, very fundamental truth that the world will not have. And you say, well, why, Pastor Buddy? Well, let me give you an illustration here. The Bible said your name was on the Lamb's book from the foundation of the world. Now, where did you have to get saved in the world? When Adam and his family come down here, he was saved from above, not again. And when the Messiah came, he said, I've come to a rebellious, stiff-necked people that wanted a seem-right way. They wanted the ways of the world. They wanted gods like the world. They wanted lords like the world. So Yahweh turned them, Israel, over to a reprobated mind to believe a lie and be damned until there's a cutoff time, until the times of the Gentiles is fulfilled. Now, Babylon is a Gentile kingdom set up and to rule and to reign. Did you know that the Bible gave Esau a blessing? You may not know that. But it says that when you break the yoke off of Jacob's neck that he's put on you, Jacob had the birthright. And did you know that the devil and his marvelous ways, the Bible said that he is a wise king of the earth and the God of this earth and the world. And so then, he come in to deceive the very elect, if it was possible, by doing this majestic way of deceiving people by stealing the birthright. Now, remember, it was Jacob and the encouragement of his mother, Rebekah, in the 25th through the 27th chapter of the book of Genesis, where that Jacob tried to wrestle with the devil. Basically, fundamentally, if you get it down to nuts and bolts, it was Yahweh, Jacob, and Esau, Satan, wrestling in the room, in the womb, for the advantage to come out as the elder brother, or the firstborn. Because Yahweh had spoke a law into existence, and everything he speaks is forever settled. Nothing can be added to it, nothing taken away. See, Yahweh's word's unchangeable. And so then, Satan, knowing the advantage by positioning his son, Esau, you say, well, now, wait a minute, buddy. The Bible says that Isaac fathered Esau. I don't think so. If you look at the lineage of the offspring of Isaac, you will find Esau listed there for obvious reasons. Esau, like Cain, was of the wicked one. And before he'd done any good, this is Esau, or before he'd done any evil, he was hated. Now, I want to ask you a question. Would the average church save Esau? And the answer is a resounding yes, they would. Especially if Esau was a rich man, like he was. He was a very rich, powerful individual. The Bible says so. He owned cattle, he owned possessions. And Jacob really tried to impress Esau when he was coming back to meet him after all the years that they were separated. Jacob feared Esau. Now, I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The devil is powerful. And the devil will take you captive at his own will. And Jacob, knowing that Esau was very disappointed in having to sell his birthright, that Jacob feared him greatly. And the fear is the beginning of doubt. Doubt is the beginning of failure. Now, he that fears has torment, the Bible said. And today, people don't really fear the devil. They love him. They appreciate him because the devil has come in unaware as a seem right way. Everybody wants a seem right way. And when you preach the truth, the people that are afraid of the truth, they persecute you. They speak evil of you. They cast your name out as evil, just like they did the Messiah. You see, the Messiah came and he told the truth on the devil. He said the devil is the one that sowed the tare in the Garden of Eden. You say, I didn't know that the devil got a child. Well, the Messiah knew it. Yahweh knew it in the garden when he cursed the serpent's seed. How can you get a seed? Satan got a seed through the woman, and Yahweh had to curse it. Now we have the royal battle that I've been explaining to you over the 10 hours of continuous searching in the scriptures to give you an understanding of the difference between the royal bloodline and the royal reptilian bloodline that has changed himself into an angel of light, and his sons and his daughters are now sitting in most of the churches where they would save Esau for a piece of bread. Now, Esau sold his birthright for a piece of bread, but these Christian churches would save literally. They would kill what color he was, red and hairy, Edomite-looking thing. They wouldn't care. They'll save you. If you don't believe it, you just go over and go to their altar and kneel down and see if they won't save you. Now, question. If they saved Esau, would that mean that since he has confessed Jesus Christ, that he was saved? And the answer is a resounding no. Yahweh hated him before he ever came out of the womb because he knew what seed he was. Yahweh loved Jeremiah chapter 1 before he was ever born, before he ever came in his mother's womb. He knew what Jeremiah was. Now, we're starting the text tonight in the 9th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be as such as in her vexed children when Herod the Edomite killed all of the male children in Israel. Oh my, what a wonderful message. But what a tragedy. What a sorrowful example that the devil himself, using the jealousy of Herod the Edomite Tetrarch, and moved on him to kill all of the male children in Israel to kill the Messiah to keep him from becoming king. You see, the Edomite seed of Esau and Cain do not, will not, and will never accept the true birthright king from heaven. They didn't accept him when he was in heaven. They didn't accept him when he came down from heaven. But he told something about the seed of Cain and Esau. He told us exactly who they were and what they were doing and what they were made out of. They were made out of the serpent seed, and yet they had the blood of Jacob, the blood of Isaac, and the blood of Abraham flowing in their veins with an adulterated mixture. I've proved that in Genesis chapter 38, that Judah, the son, offspring of Jacob, he went down and married a Canaanite, left his brethren for mistake. Stay with the brethren, stay with the plan, stay with the family. But he separated himself from his brethren, went down, married her, brought offspring. Yahweh cursed that offspring from the get-go. And that offspring has never, and I'm going to repeat this, that offspring has never received the blessings and the sanctions of Yahweh to serve or to inherit anything. The only thing you're going to inherit is hell. The only thing that, you see why? Because they brought the misery, they brought poverty. They're stealers, they're destroyers, they're killers. That's the devil's mission, and his seed is no exception. They're hunting down the people of Yahweh. Now that is the Caucasian called, sanctified, and justified people that come through the Caucasus Mountains from the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, blushing abilities with a conscience. Everything on earth without a blushing ability has no conscience. Therefore, they don't have the ingredients of the blood and the genetics of the Father. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you're always on that old bloodline. Notice this. He was lightly afflicted. Now, he killed all the male sons in the land of Zebulun. Don't say Judea here. And the land of Naphtali. Now, that's the land of Israel. And afterward, he did much more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan in Galilee. Well, we're going to tell you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, that Christ was that afflicted seed that's prophesied here in the 9th chapter of the book of Matthew, which is very prophetic, and especially in the 6th verse, for unto us a son is born. Now remember, the devil is afflicting those in Galilee. Well, notice this, and to us a son is born, is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, and of his government there shall be no end. Did you know that this prince was a Galilean? There was a great raging debate in Israel thousands of years later now, after the fact here, about this prophecy here and what it meant when that man from Galilee walked. You say, oh, Pastor, but it was the Jews that got the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. Glory to God. They're God's chosen people. And God poured the Holy Ghost out on the Jews on the day of Pentecost. That's a lie. L-I-E. You see, I told you the mission of the devil was to kill, was to steal, and was to destroy, if you will, the very elect. And, ladies and gentlemen, Satan has done such a marvelous job of deceiving people that they actually believe it was the Jews that got the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, in the second chapter, where they receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, 2 and 4, and there was dwelling at Jerusalem devout. Now, that's the Pharisees and the scribes, these devout Jews out of every nation under heaven. And everybody thinks that men around the world that God gathered miraculously these Jews from all around the world, including the Arctic and Siberia, wherever, and gathered them at Pentecost. And now notice this now. Here's your catch 22. Here's where people don't read the Bible. Here's where they don't go in-depth study. Here's where they don't pray for revelation. And without a vision, a people will perish, the Bible said. Now, when this was noised abroad, oh my heavens, when this was noised abroad, what's it say here now, Pastor Buddy? Get with the program here. The multitudes came together, and they were confounded, because every man spoke in his own language. I'm going to show you what language this is here. And they were all, verse 7. I want you to mark verse 7 of Acts chapter 2 in your Bible for a study tonight. And then I'm going to prove something to you. That Christ favored the Galileans. He did not favor the Jews. I'm going to prove that to you. And they were all amazed. Now, remember, this is the Jews that came up in verse 5. They came up to see, what's all this going on up here? What y'all got? What is this? And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? Now, where was the affliction in Galilee beyond Jordan? Where's Judah? Southern Judah. Where's Galilee? Northern Israel. Now, do not all these, there was 120 of them, and it tells you how many they were. Are not all these that speak Galileans? There wasn't one Jew. Not one. Not O-N-E. Not one. Not one. They were all Galileans, and the Messiah himself was a Galilean, as we're going to prove it in a debate. As we go into the Bible to search. Now, I want to ask you a question. What difference does it make if Esau is a hairy, non-Caucasian? I'm going to repeat that. Hairy, non-Caucasian. He was mixed. He had the genetics of Rebecca, but the father's genes, the blood, was given from some other source, and it sure wasn't Yahweh, and it certainly wasn't Isaac. He said, "Well, Isaac claimed it." Yeah, Isaac claimed because he was deceived. It's easy to deceive a married man, and a woman can do this, but in the case of Isaac and Rebecca. Rebecca is the only one that had knowledge of what happened. And she was the one that went to Yahweh. And Yahweh told her explicitly here in the 25th chapter of the book of Genesis that she had two different bloods in her womb. One was loved, One was by Isaac, who was the son of Yahweh, according to Genesis 21, verse 1. The other was a hairy, reddish Edomite blood from Satan. Satan deposited his seed into Rebecca's womb. How it happened, I do not know. Same way that Satan deposited his seed in Eve, and we got two good seeds, or one good seed and one bad seed. Two seeds, one good and one bad. One tare and one wheat. And I'm right over the target here, ladies and gentlemen. Notice in Revelations 22, verse 15. Now talking about, blessed are, verse 14. Let me read that one. 13, let me read that one. Man, it's all good. I just wish I had time to preach. I could preach 24 hours a day on the radio. If I had the strength and didn't need sleep, I could preach 24/7 and never stop. I am Alpha Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. You know who the first and the last was. Revelations chapter 1, verse 17. John said, I've seen him, fell at his feet, is dead. He laid his right hand upon me and said, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. But in the book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 6, it says, I am the first and the last, and beside me there's no God. He came into the world, the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He was the Alpha, the Omega. He was Yahweh, embedded in a flesh body, rose conquering death, hell, and the grave, and here he makes a remarkable statement. Blessed are they that do my commandments, that they may have a right to the tree of life. Right there, we are permitted now to eat of the tree of life and live forever. Now, that word eat is lay. Blessed are they that do his commandments. I'm teaching the commandments tonight that Yahweh himself fathered a bloodline into the earth. And I have given you 10 hours of examples and scriptures, and nobody can deny it. None of my peers can challenge me or won't. Ladies and gentlemen, when these hard hands for the devil, when a man of Yahweh comes on the scene, the Bible said the harlot will flee. I'm not hard. You didn't harm me. You came for me. I preach for Yahweh. And if Yahweh be for me, who's against me? And if Yahweh's against anything, who can be for it? They have a right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. Verse 15. For without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers. Sounds like Satan's people. It's left outside. For without are the dogs. Remember, I read you there in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 3, 4, and 5. Dogs, evil concision. Dogs, sorcerers. Sorcerers, what's a sorcerer? Them that turn themselves into righteous people right in front of your eyes, and they live a righteous, holy, pious, devout life. But they won't tell you the truth. They won't give you this 10-hour message of the Holy Blood, Holy Grail. Whoremongers. First is dogs. The second is sorcerers. Third is whoremongers. Fourth is murderers. And fifth is an idolater. Idolater. He's worshiping an idol. That's where that word comes from, an idol. An idolater. And whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. You know what Christ said in John 8:44? Let's go back there and read that just a minute. Oh my, that's a perfect match, because I'm coming right back to the 16th verse. And I'm going to give you what the 16th verse says after I read you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, in verse 40. And now you seek to kill me. Then, let me give you 37. I know that you're Abraham's seed. This is John 8:37. I know that you're Abraham's seed. I've spent 10 hours telling you that they were crossed. They were fully Abraham's seed. They were crossed with the blood of Judah and the Canaanite. That's why that he said, I know you're Abraham's seed. That was Judah's seed that went in the whore. Remember it says here in Revelations, murderers, idolaters, whoremongers. Whore? Was that Canaanite woman that Judah laid with a satanic whore? Yes, she was. She wasn't holy. She didn't have the Holy Grail. She didn't have the holy bloodline like Rachel had, like Leah had. She was evil. She was corrupt. And yet she was beautiful. Judah, man, he trembled in his feet. Boy, he shook on his bone and he couldn't sleep that night when he seen her. He dreamed and, he envied and he lusted and he couldn't wait to get over there to Adullah and ask for Yeshua's hand. Overcome with beauty. Yet it was a cardinal sin to mix the holy blood in an unholy grail. That's why that I have termed this message the Holy Blood Grail and the Unholy Blood Grail. These two grails cannot fellowship and function together. They have no fellowship together. And yet the devil has removed Yahweh's holy blood. Nobody wants to talk about it. I'm the only preacher I know that talks about the genetic blood of Yahweh. I'm talking about his own blood. My heavens. I'm going to show you that he's got a bloodline. And it's real. And he's got sons. That's why that when you meet these that can't hear the word, they don't have the right bloodline. They don't have the right genetics. You say, it doesn't matter about what color you are. Well, it mattered to Yahweh when he commanded all of the killings and the defense of his people to stay separated from these other bloodlines and not to give their sons and daughters. You may justify it in the Jesus loves everybody mode of the New Testament, but I'm fixing to get in the New Testament. You might have a different opinion when I get through here tonight. Praise Yahweh. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, you ought to call me up and say, Pastor Buddy, I just thank Yahweh for you. And appreciate you for telling me the truth and opening my eyes to exactly what the devil done in Genesis chapter 3. In verse 14 and 15, and in Genesis chapter 38, where he finally got in one of Jacob's boys and hooked her up with one of his girls, I command you, do not, I repeat, do not give yourself to these strange women. Do not let your sons marry the daughters or the daughters marry the sons of these foreign Canaanite, Edomite bloodlines. I'm teaching you the truth. I'm piping to you, but you don't want to dance. You ain't got enough gall and backbone to walk out of and set your house in order. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd kick the doors down of my home and burn it down and walk away and leave it and destroy the building to save the occupants, because it's a hard saving saying, and who can hear, which is greater, the altar or the man that sanctified it? Obviously, Yahweh is the sanctifier of every petition, every desire, every need that you have, and if you don't offer it up in a good way with a good bloodline, he ain't going to receive you. Here it says, for without our dogs, you think he's going to in iniquity, and the devil has deceived even the very elect. As I preach tonight, the churches will be full come Sunday. Now, I forgot the Seventh-day Adventists will be there on Saturday. That's a lying devil. So Saturday is the Sabbath. The Gregorian calendar says it is. Glory to God, Shunday. You lying pig. You unclean swine. You demons of hell that have taken something that the whore has produced. No wonder you're called a dog. No wonder you're called a sorcerer. No wonder you're called a whoremonger, a murderer, an adulterer. And whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I know you're Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. His word was rejected by Judah. Judah knew not to go down and marry a Canaanite. Anybody under the sound of my voice would acknowledge that's the truth. So he created him his own word and went on his own deal. Yahweh didn't go with him. Yahweh didn't support him. Yahweh didn't sanctify it. Yahweh didn't choose him to be a birthright son. He rejected him flat out. And then you believe that Christ was a Jew. I got some oceanfront property for you over in Phoenix, Arizona. I speak that which I've seen with my father, and you do that which you have seen with your father. Two fathers right here in verse 38. 838. Read 838 and see if ain't two daddies here. Which one have you got? Which bloodline are you? You say, oh, Satan can't get a bloodline. I have spent 10 hours. I could spend 20 more. Proving to you the instances in the Bible where the devil tried to get his corrupt, unholy blood, his sperm, into the womb of Yahweh's daughters. Or to get Yahweh's sons to be attracted to the recipients of the unholy grail where they could place their holy seed in an unholy womb. And prove that beyond and beyond and beyond. And then they answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. The Messiah saith unto them, if you were Abraham's children. Now, he done told them they were Abraham's seed up there. Now he tells them, if you were Abraham's children, what do you mean? They were half. They were half and half. They were half of Abraham's seed and half of Satan's seed, if you will. They were half Yahweh because Abraham was Yahweh's seed and Yeshua was the devil's seed. And so Abraham's grandson, Judah, placed the holy blood upon the unholy altar and produced a hybrid called a devil. Praise Yahweh. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. Hallelujah. I might just stay on this forever. Because I haven't been told, and ain't enough men in the country that's got enough knowledge of backbone or both. Along with grace, I've been given grace to preach this message. I'm not preaching to please you. I'm not preaching to entertain you. I'm not preaching to impress you. I'm preaching to save your soul if you're Yahweh's child or his son or daughter, and if you ain't, go to hell. With all nations that won't have Yahweh. My word has no place in you. You are children of the devil. You do that which you have seen with your father. The spiritual image of that unholy union back there with Judah and Shua, the Canaanite woman, is exactly what Yahweh's talking about here in verse 38 of John 8:44. Through 8:44. I'm going to read you 44, and it's going to blow your socks off. You probably already know it. I preached on it enough. You ought to. Verse 39. Oh, man. If you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. Now, remember what I said? they appeared to have works. They were scribes and Pharisees, the alleged chief seats, but that's the ones he was after, brother. They had took over these Canaanite connection through Shua, fathered by Judah, had taken over, infested, if you will, the rotten apples of Cain's seed, was spoiling the whole barrel and deceiving the very elect. You do verse 41. You do the deeds of your father. Now wait a minute here. You do the deeds of your father. Now, he just told them that the devil was their father. Now, here is some Jews and he's telling them that they belong to the devil. Well, now the Jews are God's chosen people, best, but I don't care what the Messiah says, glory to God. I know what my preacher said, and he said that the Jews is God's chosen people. Well, I got news for you. Your preacher is a liar and a father of it, and he's probably a Canaanite. He'll be a Canaanite if you believe him. Listen to this, verse 41. You ought to mark 41, 8, John 8, 41, and you ought to really read it. You ought to read the ink off the paper and settle it in your heart that there's something wrong here. You do the deeds of your father. And they said unto him, see, they caught him real quick. They caught his drift. We be not born of fornication. You know what fornication was? The mixed relationship of Genesis chapter 38. Well, they claimed to be from the house of Judah, but they weren't. I said, I know you're Abraham's seed, and that's true because Abraham's seed was placed in the womb of Cain. It was a holy seed placed in an unholy grail. Now we have the effects of the seem right way, then Satan has convinced the whole world that the Jews are God's chosen people, and it's the biggest lie it's ever been told. Well, wait a minute here. Did I say that it's the biggest lie? Yeah. Let's see here. Revelation 22:15, for without our dogs, that's the concision, that's the Pharisees and scribes that he's talking about here, and the hypocrites, and the sorcerers, that's the one that have, boy, they can pull, they can even convert paper into wealth. If you don't think that works, you just call up a member of the Federal Reserve and you'll see who runs it. These are the people that I'm talking about. They have taken over the seats of authority in every government of the world. They're powerful because money answers all things, and they've got it, honey. For that are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. I said, you're a liar. You ain't my children. You lie. He said, we be not born of fornication. We ain't mixed with that bad blood out back. See, the devil don't want you to know that Shua and Sheila were Canaanites. Shua was a full-blooded Canaanite, and Sheila was a half. Blooded Canaanite with enough blood of Abraham through Judah in that they could say Abraham's our father. And Christ didn't deny it. He said, yes, you are. But you're fornicators. Your papa, Mr. Judah, put his seed in the wrong depository. Are you banking in the wrong place? Do you believe that the Jews are God's chosen people? When they don't even have a birthright, and you have the audacity to stand in front of Pastor Buddy or call me up or write me up and say, I know that the Jews of God shows the people I've heard he preached all my life. I'm telling you, their flesh is so despicable. It is unworthy to even open the Bible, let alone read it. Because when they read it, they make themselves two-four more the child of hell as they mount up the missionary fields and go abroad to save anything, including Esau and Cain. cane seed? You say, there ain't no cane seed on earth. Well, I beg your pardon. The Messiah said there was. Here he's a-hammering them. You did the deeds of your father. We have one father. They said, we're not born of fornication. We just got one father. Well, he didn't deny that Judah was the father of this seed. He said, yeah, I know you, Abraham's children. I know you're sons of Judah. But you have a Canaanite mother. She was from the devil. And whosoever loveth and maketh a lie and wants to believe these whoremongers that have cast their self into the bed of these whoremongering spirit and to believe that these are God's chosen people, you are ignorant and lost and blind if you believe that. You better come out of her. You better run before Yahweh's kingdom. You better sit down and say, Pastor Betty, I'm going to write you a letter tonight. I'm going to send you some tithing. I'm going to support you. Have mercy, but pray for my soul to be delivered from this system that seems right. Pray that Yahweh will open my eyes. It'll take a man of Yahweh to pray for you. You know, I got the power to bind, and I got the power to loose. I'm preaching you a loosing into the kingdom message, and you won't have it. You're far too steeped in your tradition. For well, you reject the commandments of Yahweh to keep your own tradition. So therefore, there's nothing left for you but the gates of hell. And with all nations, all people, that is, in the house of Israel that should have this message, who will not have it and will not accept it because it's a hard saying, and who can hear it? There was more people in Israel who threw rocks at the Messiah and Peter, James, and John and the Apostle Paul than there was the evil seed. It was the deceived people. It was the blind. They hated him without a cause, the Bible said. The Bible said he came to his own, but his own received him not. Verse 16, reading out of the King James, I, Jesus, is I, Yahweh Shua. I, Yahweh Shua, have sent mine angel to testify unto you these things to the churches. I am the causative verb to be the Haya Eliasha Hayaya. I am. Boy, Miss Linda sent me a. I hope I can load that up and play it for you as I go. These are the native Indians, the Cherokees, here that I live among. I studied in the caves where they sat centuries ago. And they're doing a dance in the name of Yahweh. I always know there was something to them. Praise Yahweh. I am the root and the offspring of David. I'm going to repeat that for you lying scumbags, you so-calls. You never was and never will be's, or you wanna be's. I am the root of David. I proved that to you in the 10 hours that I gave you the Holy Grail. It, the seed of Yahweh. Adam was a son of Yahweh. Isaac was a son of Yahweh. Jacob was a prince of Yahweh. Esau was a child of the devil. Cain was a child of the devil. It's a Holy Grail. An unholy grail. Choose this day which blood depository, the grail being the woman's womb. That's what the grail is all about. The high priest are the adopted and the chosen sons of Yahweh. They are the high priest. They have the sperm. They have the bloodline. Keep yourself unspotted. And when you bring forth children, you better do some mighty, mighty praying that your wife is clean and she's not a hybrid, or your husband. husband is clean and he's not a hybrid. You better search the scriptures. Marriage is the most sacred thing, and watch what you join yourself to, for Yahweh will not be joined unto Baal or to the devil. Yahweh's blood and Satan's blood do not mix. He found that out in the room of Rebecca when she went. She, there's two men of siege in your belly there, Miss Rebecca. Well, how'd that happen? That's a long story, but I'll send Pastor Buddy along, and he'll reveal it in the future. Well, here I am preaching it hundreds of years later or into the future, and a half ain't been told. I am the root and the offspring of David. Now, how could he be both? Well, he fathered his sons, and then they, and I'll give you the illustration in the book of Ruth last night, that the Bible says that Jesse was the son of Boaz and Ruth, Ephraimites of the Galilean territory. Now, I got to hurry and come back to Matthew chapter 1, and I'm going to read. Now, in the days of the Messiah. Now, when the Messiah was born in Bethlehem, Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east. Well, you said, well, Pastor Ben, I didn't think he was born in Bethlehem, Judea. He wouldn't. Well, then that's what the Bible says right here. Boy, my God, this is the Bible, buddy. That's what they'll say. They'll put their finger on it, and they'll emphasize it. Well, okay, let's read on just a little bit. Was it Yahweh saying this in his word, or was it the scribes? Are the scribes capable of lying? Is the pen of the lying scribes to be trusted in places where it served their purpose? And I'm going to prove to you that they didn't believe what the scribes said. I'm going to prove to you that the scribes didn't say this in closed quarters when Herod called them in. They said this for public consumption. They wanted to start a precedent. They wanted to make you think that Christ was a Jew because he was born in Judea, Bethlehem, Judea. If he had been born in Bethlehem, Judea, if he was an Israelite or a Galilean or out of the house of Ephraim, he still wouldn't have been a Judean or a Jew. Saying, where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. And remember, this is the scribes doing the writing. And then Herod the king heard these things and troubled, and he said, and when he gathered, listen, when he gathered, verse 4, this is the important thing, when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes, the people of the elite Sanhedrin together, he demanded where that Christ should be born. And they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets. That's a lie. Verse 5, the scribes lied, number 1. Now, in Micah chapter 5, verse 2, and I've read it to you, but I'm going to read it again. But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, I prove to you where Ephratah is, from the Ephraimites, though you be little compared to the thousands of Judah. In other words, you had to compare the place where he was born. Ephratah is a small place. Nothing written about it now much. Compared to those thousands of Judah, the great royal tribe of the perverted seed, if you will. Yet out of thee shall come forth unto me he that is to rule Israel, not Judah, whose goings forth have been from old and from everlasting, before Abraham was, I am. Here's the man that born in Galilee beyond Jordan, according to Isaiah chapter 9. He knows where he's going to be born. So did Michael. He's going to be born in Bethlehem, Ephratah, not Bethlehem, Judea. This is something wrong here. And hurried when he had privately called the wise men. Privately. He sent out to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word end, and I will come and worship him. And when they heard the king, they departed and went a different way. And notice this. And then warned of Yahweh in a dream that they should not return to Herod, the Edomite of Judah. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. These Edomites were hell-bent, just like the ones that killed him. And you say, oh, yeah, but they didn't know no better, Pastor, but they're still God's people. And God loved them. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that, then there's no bad. Everything is good. We might as well just wait and take our chances. It's potluck. Nobody is going to hell. Even Satan is going to get back into heaven. But I don't think he will. I don't think none of his children will. None of his offspring, none of his progeny, and none of those that's deceived by his lying, killing, stealing, Edomite, Canaanite ways. But when they heard, verse 22, they returned. Now, that said, take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel. For they are dead which sought the young child's life. And he took them, and he came into the land of Israel. He can go back into the land of Judea, where his home place was, if you believe he was born in Bethlehem, Judea. He was born in Bethlehem, Ephratah. That's in Bethel. I can geographically prove it. I can prove that on the day of Pentecost, all of the ones that received the Holy Ghost were Galileans. I can prove, and I don't have time tonight to get into it, but oh, my, I would like to go. I would love to go. I would love to go into the Bible where it talks about the controversy of John 7, verse 45 through verse 54. I ain't going to get there tonight, but I've covered this in other messages. But you just take my word for it. The Canaanite Jews said, nothing good comes out of Galilee. He can't be a prophet. Search and look in the scriptures. But the common people heard him. They knew who he was. They received him, ladies and gentlemen. And I guarantee you one thing. Yahweh and his truth is forever settled. Nothing can be added to it, and certainly nothing taken away. He's the rock and the morning star. He's the lily of the valley. And he's coming soon to a neighborhood near you. You can write me tonight. I'm sponsored by Dr. Gary and Brother Paul. Dr. Gary, 1-877-289-7439. Call us up. We need your help. Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. Call us up. We need your help. To carry on our mission and our message, if you're a man or a woman that loves Yahweh and don't want no foolishness, no hanky-panky, no Canaanite blood, no Edomite blood, and you don't want to be an idolater to worship a false bloodline and call them God's chosen people, you need to call Pastor Buddy tonight. Call me at area code 423-626-2172. Now, that's area code 423-626-2172. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. Now, you can go to our website. That's www.oneyahweh.com. That's oneyahweh.com. And you'll see this message loaded up sometime tomorrow for you. Brother Bob will have it up and posted for you. You'll see the whole 9 hours already posted there of the Holy Blood, Holy Grail. You could go through it, make you some notes, and I encourage you to call me. If you'd like to talk about it tonight, I'd be willing to talk to you about it. Listen to these Cherokee Indians when they're worshiping Yahweh. Hallelujah. I'll see you Friday night, 9:30 around the world. In the name of Yahweh, and I love you.